Welcome back to Your Tech Report. For gadget news and reviews, click to yourtechreport.com.
We're back on Your Tech Report. Thank you guys for being with us each and every single week. I am excited to welcome our next guest. His name is Yuji Wakabayashi from Kensington. Thank you for being with us, Yuji.
It's great to speak with you always, as always.
So you know what? It's been a busy spring. Summer is looking wonderful. We are here to talk about docs that you guys have going on. I want to talk about docs in general. And you know what? People will think that a conversation about docs cannot be interesting. We're going to prove them wrong right now, Yuji.
We definitely will. I even brought a relic just to show you how far along docs have come along.
Well, you know, you just led me perfectly into my first question, which was, you know, when was the first time we saw docs for computers? Because I guess it had to have been laptop eras where someone wanted to plug something in and someone got the idea, we need to expand this or there's not enough ports on something. Do we know the origin story?
So I can tell, at least as far as I know. So I used to work for a PC laptop manufacturer back in the day, probably 10 years ago now. They developed what they call the docking station. And it was this big hunker of a mechanical dock, right? So you had all your ports on there. And the reason why you had all those ports on there was so that you didn't have to constantly unplug things from your PC. So they developed this thing called the mechanical dock. Slammed your computer, well, not slam, but put your computer into the dock. And then it had this lever at the bottom.
And pushed it really hard, like you had to push on the screen and it locked into place because there was like a proprietary port on the bottom.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember getting scared every time I'd put my computer in a dock.
That's right.
I'd be scared that I'm going to break something because you got to put it with like a pretty good amount of pressure to make it lock into place.
That's right. And then you actually have to pull a lever to get it out of it, right?
And the interesting thing about this is that you look at the connector on a dock like that, and it's this like multi-pin, really cool connector that looks like it's super busy. And nowadays, we've replaced that with like a single USB-C cable. Like one USB-C cable can handle all that data
that
was going back and forth on a dock, on a relic like that.
That is correct. That is correct, Mark. And, you know, the technology has come along a long way. USB-C technology has come a long way. You know, we went USB technology has gone from, you know, I think it was like 450 megabits per second of data transfer. And now it can do, you know, all the way up to, if you think about Thunderbolt, 40 gigabits of data transfer. And Intel is actually trying to push their data throughput to even 80 and 120, I think they're trying to get to at some point, right? So data is going to just continue to get faster and faster. And, you know, it's just going to make things, you know, a lot better for all of us technology-wise.
You know who wins at the end of the day in all this? Us consumers. I love it. I love it because the consumers get the fun toys.
I think so.
We get to buy laptops that have one connector on it or maybe two, and we can plug in these docks. And you know what? I mean, I think, you know, we've been talking more about docks in the past couple of years because of the pandemic, because people have been taking laptops home, right? They're taking, not working in an office anymore, or people are doing hybrid where they're taking the laptop home. They maybe just use a laptop home. When they get back to the office, they wanted to plug it into their dual monitor setup with all this elaborate stuff going on, storage. I mean, there's so many ways you can use a dock, but am I wrong in saying that's my perception, that really over the past 2.5-3 years is really when we've seen a little bit more commercialization of docs, a little bit more availability, more conversation?
Yep. And I think the reason for that is because laptops have gone thinner and thinner and lighter because that's what kind of consumer wants. And as a result, laptops have lost a lot of the ports that they once had. So you actually need some kind of dock or mobile dock just so that you can be able to plug in all your peripherals. So you're not, once again, you know, either trying to find the spare ports that are on your laptop or trying to find extra ones so that you can set yourself up at home with all the peripherals that you use.
So what does Kensington think of when they approach the creation of a dock? What are the things that are top of, you know, is there a checklist of items? Okay, can we accomplish all these and then we figure it out? How does that start?
Yeah, so I mean, we have a product team based out of Taiwan that's constantly, you know, working on, you know, what dock they're going to come out with next. And what it boils down to is really, you know, kind of the connector technology, the number of ports that we can put in there and what we think the consumer needs. We got to consider also power delivery because USB-C can now do power delivery. So you don't need your supplied AC adapter anymore.
The offering in terms of what you guys have to offer, I know you're going to show us a different kind of variety of docks. I mean, docks range in everything from, you know, small dongle looking devices really, to full fledged, you know, self-powered, you know, workstations that really should stay on a desk. Do you find that one outsells the other, or do you see you find a nice balance in terms of what people are gravitating towards?
Yeah, so there are little dongles, like you said, and we call those usually either hubs or mobile docks. And then, we do have the full-fledged standard desktop dock. And really, it depends on the user and their use case. The standard desktop dock is really good for that person who's always at their desk, kind of working away. They need to connect, two, three monitors and have all their other peripherals. The mobile dock is really good for that person who's kind of always moving around, and yet they still need to stay connected with, with a lot of their peripherals. Like, I'm sitting in this room here and I have my laptop on a laptop stand. I have a mouse. Or a mouse and a keyboard. I don't know if you saw that because it's a bit of a lag. But and then I also have it connected to a mobile dock, which also acts as it has a Qi charger built into it so that it also can charge while I'm on the go. Right, so I can carry this particular SD1700. I can bring it with my 100 watt power supply unit, and I can keep this charging. So now I don't have to worry about carrying any of my charging cables from my phone, because this hub will charge it for me. And then at the same time, I have two webcams plugged into this, but I can also have my, my mouse and keyboard dongle plugged into this. And then literally all I got to do is unplug this cable that's connected to my PC, and I'm good to go. I don't have to plug anything else, and I can just kind of pull it out of my bag, and I'm just ready to go. So it's all about, the use case and what the user really needs to achieve.
So, talk to me about some of the newer products, and let's walk through some of the other products you might have there. There's the new Thunderbolt 4 dual 4K docking station. That's something that was sent out to me about a week ago. Actually, I think it was this week. This is designed. I mean, the great thing about USB-C is that it's not Mac or PC anymore, because they're both using Thunderbolt 4, right?
So Mac is using, it's not using a Thunderbolt 4 technology. Mac uses its own silicon called the M1 and M2. We also have M1 Pro, M1 Max. So it is based on kind of the technology of Thunderbolt, but they've taken parts of it and created their own silicon. So as a result of that, the M1 chipset and the M2 chipset, Apple has limited the amount of displays it can do natively. So it can only handle one display. So even if you connected it to a dock that had the ability to do at least two monitors, the M1 chipset and M2 chipset is not able to handle that natively. So you actually need to go up to a DisplayPort dock, a DisplayLink dock. So if you had a dock that had DisplayLink technology, then that's how you're able to get two displays on an M1 or M2 chipset. The M1 Pro and Max and the M2 Pro and Max can handle two displays natively. So that's where you can use a Thunderbolt dock like this to get that to happen. So I think this is the one you got.
You see, you just taught me, you taught me something new, because I was under the impression that even with their own silicon, they still used Thunderbolt hardware, or, I mean, obviously they're compatible with different, areas of Thunderbolt there, but I thought it was like a separate chipset, but clearly I was wrong. You see, I learned something new every day.
Well, there you go. I'm here to teach you, Mark.
I appreciate that.
I think this is the one that you got, right? This is the new SD5760T. So this is one of our newer Thunderbolt docks. It has the ability to do dual monitor. It has two HDMI, but it also has a Thunderbolt downstream port, so you can actually also use this to do display if you chose to. It has SD card, micro SD, two USBs in the front, two USBs in the back, and then of course we have the RJ45 jack, because some people still like to do that. And then we also like to include two lock slots in case our B2B customers like to lock things down. It's got a metal finish for a little bit of a more premium design. And it's our newest Thunderbolt 4 dock. This one does 96 watts of power delivery as well.
Is this more consumers buying these days, or do you find it more IT departments kind of a bunch of stuff to equip an office, maybe a combination of both?
It's a combination of both. We do get a lot of consumers who do need to have these kind of docks set up at their home, just because, like I said, they need to connect, two monitors, a mouse, a keyboard, a headset now, microphones and webcam. So there's a lot of things to connect to a PC now that they just can't do anymore directly attached to the PC. So they do need docks. Some of them need docks, and then some of them will, consumers will go with more hubs, just because they're a little bit easier to travel with. Like for instance, this is, this is another kind of smaller hub. It's your basic hub. It's got two USB-A ports. It's got an HDMI port in case you do need to connect it to at least one monitor. And then it's got the RJ45 jack. This one is actually works with Chromebook certified. So, you know, pairs nicely with Chromebooks.
Oh, brilliant.
So, you know, students these days are primarily using Chromebooks. But, you know, for me, at least, I would find it very difficult to work on a 13-inch screen. So when you're at home, at least you can plug this in and set yourself up with a nice kind of big monitor and a full-size keyboard and mouse. And you can, you know, do your work like that. But it also is just a USB-C driverless device, so it does work with regular Windows devices as well as Apple devices. For something a little bit more powered, you know, we have this MD120U4. So this one also comes with USB ports, two USB ports on the side. This one can actually do dual display because it has two HDMI there and an RJ45 jack. And then this one also does 100 watts of power delivery as well. So this one is also good for people who need a little bit more power, a little bit more juice, and something that looks a little bit nicer. As you can see, it's got that nice finish on the top there. And this one is actually USB 4. So USB 4 is kind of the next technology that's going to replace USB-C. And this one will do 40 gigabits of downstream, or sorry, upstream. So what that basically means is you can get, I believe it's up to 4K 120 hertz, or you can get 8K at 60 hertz screen resolution, right? So you, on USB technology, you never used to be able to get such high refresh rates. You typically have to go to a Thunderbolt because of that data stream. That data transfer wasn't there on typical USB-C because they can only do a max of 10 gigabits. Whereas this one will do up to 40 gigabits of data transfer, right? So that's how it's able to handle, you know, up to 4K 120 hertz. So if you have a monitor that does 120 hertz, this would probably be the hub that you'd want to connect to it.
That's crazy. Is there art in choosing what ports to put on a hub or a dock? Or do you just kind of...
you know, that there is no exact art. It really just depends on the design of the motherboard that goes into the... into the hub or the dock itself. Obviously, there's going to be, you know, limitations. You can work. We're working on a dock now that's going to have up to 10 USB ports on it, right? So, yeah. So the one that we have, the most that you'll find on a dock right now on a standard dock is, you know, up to 6. I think is the max that I've seen. So we're going to have one that has up to 10 now. Each one of those ones are going to be able to, you know, have like fast charging. I believe we're working on. The dock itself will also power your PC up to 100 watts of power delivery and handle two displays at the same time as well. So we're working on this one. We'll probably come out with this at the end of the year. But, you know, to give you an idea of what, like to your question, what kind of ports do you put on it? And we just thought, you know what, there's a lot of peripherals that you need to connect to your PC. Like right now, I'm occupying 1, 2, 3, 4. If I wanted to, I can probably add in a couple more for different peripherals. and the dock itself, you know, most docks have 4 or 5. Some of them will have 6, or a few select ones will have 7. So we thought, let's put in, you know, a nice round number 10. I think it's going to be 6 A's and 4 C's because you never know these days what you're going to need. So we split it up that way. It'll be an interesting doc to see how well that one does, just because, you know, a lot of our B2B customers always have said we need more ports because just the amount of things that they're buying for their employees to connect.
How do you stay up to date with all the advancements? Because, you know, new technologies are announced all the time, new generations, and sometimes requiring new hardware. Sometimes it's just a firmware update. Is it hard to keep up with the way things are going, or is the pace at which people are making computers anyway kind of matching what you guys are doing as it is?
Yeah, so we're kind of following along with what the PC manufacturers are doing. Sometimes we're ahead of them because their cycles are a lot slower than our cycles can be. To give you an example, Thunderbolt 4, when that one first came out, Intel approached us to launch the very first Thunderbolt 4 dock, which was our 5700. And they approached us because the OEM guys weren't really quite ready to launch Thunderbolt 4 because I guess they were still working through, you know, their supply of Thunderbolt 3. So we launched the very first Thunderbolt 4 dock into the market with Intel. We partnered with them to do so. And then finally, eventually, you know, the OEMs started catching up and they started selling Thunderbolt 4 for PCs as well. But, you know, a lot of the vendors and the manufacturers out there, they always approach us to tell us what they're working on. And we kind of take those concepts and those ideas and really evaluate them and then try to make it our own and really decide on when we're going to launch certain products, right? So USB 4 was another one that came out a lot sooner than any PC manufacturer has really launched yet. So that MD120U4 that I showed you was one of the first to market, but it was, I think, before a lot of PC manufacturers really adopted that USB 4 technology.
Before I let you go, Yuji, and you know, you guys, so many great things across the board, whether it's docks, you know, ergonomics is something big at the company. You could check it out at kensington.com, obviously. What advice would you give, you know, someone who's looking to purchase a computer dock? Where should they start thinking? Like, what should they look at first?
First and foremost, they got to look at their PC, right? And understand what the capabilities of that PC can do. They can buy a PC, and they have to be careful because the Thunderbolt port and the USB-C port, they are the same port, but the technology behind that is very different. So really just understanding the specs and the capabilities of their computer will really dictate what kind of dock you would get, because, you know, the dock can only support the PC. It's not going to upgrade the PC in any way. So that's why it's really important to know the specs and the capabilities of your PC before deciding on what dock that you can get.
That is Kensington's Yuji Wakabayashi. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us here again on Your Tech Report.
Your Tech Report will be right back.
I'm Connie Thiessen, the host of Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. We focus on Canada and the challenges facing Canadian radio and TV, as well as highlighting those moving the industry forward from podcasting and streaming to new broadcast tech. Check us out at BroadcastDialogue.com or your favorite podcast app.
Kids, I'm your eager beaver.
And I'm Mr. Grizzly.
If you love politics
or hate politics,
then have we the perfect podcast for you.
The True North Eager Beaver.
Incisive political commentary.
We keep you up to date
and give you the political and media literacy you seek
to help you
cut through the bovine fecal matter.
Facts first.
Sound analysis.
Sometimes I growl.
Sometimes I sass.
We impart civics and build community.
And we share some laughs along the way.
Being informed
and engaged has never been more fabulous.
Or sexy. Catch us on the Dean Blundell Network or on our YouTube channel.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because democracy is something you do.